Hello, and welcome to the Coffee Club Podcast. This episode is a bit different than the rest. This past weekend, we were all in New York City for the marathon, as On invited us to do a live show in their pop-up space, the On Labs in SoHo. We did have a live audience with a few different visual elements that won't necessarily come through the audio recording, so I do recommend heading over to YouTube if you get the chance. But if you have us on your commute or your long run or whatever you're doing, that's totally fine too. Enjoy the show.
All right, New York. Thank you all for coming. This is amazing. We literally thought half of the people would actually show up after the RCTs, and I'm pretty sure we're over whatever capacity we originally were offered or promised, so this is amazing. Thank you so much. We have some fun things for today, but also just some logistics to get out of the way. George, unfortunately, is not here with us today. He's at a wedding of a very dear friend of his. Is there anything else I'm missing? I don't think so. So I'm going to start off. Also, the boys are getting ready for something. So we're just gonna start with a little fun exercise. It's actually Morgan McDonald's very secret, very personal morning routine. It's a group exercise. Same shock. It's a group exercise, so I just ask you to sit down, soak it in, and participate. Thank you.
Welcome to On Labs in SoHo, New York City. In the next 60 minutes, I'm going to take you on a journey. You are safe here, and we are present. So take a moment now to sit comfortably, and when you're ready, just taking 3 nice big deep breaths. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with your third breath, picture yourself amongst the mountains in Boulder, Colorado. You are hosting a podcast with your 2 best buddies. Notice that rising and falling as you take a deep breath in and deep breath out. In meditation practice, a mantra is a sound, word, or phrase that is repeated to focus the mind and promote relaxation. Let's practice some together. Repeat after me. I am calm, peaceful, and centered. I am grateful for this moment. Josh Kerr never actually won the Budapest World Championship. Gus is the handsomest dog who ever lived. I am ready for the Coffee Club Podcast.
I'm ready for the Coffee Club Podcast.
Oh, I didn't actually hear you. Can you say that one louder?
I'm ready for the Coffee Club Podcast.
And one more time, as loud as you can.
Yeah.
bracelet. You can raise your hand. Are you going to get a bracelet? You can get a bracelet. No, we don't have them. Got some over here. We got one over here. Thank you to our elephants. It's very special. So thank you, first off, for everyone for coming out. Today we're going to do a little live podcast, which is not something that we do very often, so it'll be pretty relaxed. I think the plan will be to just go through a few of the topics, but then we're going to play some games at the end, and then also have time for questions, so think of questions if you have any, and then also the last 15 minutes or so should be a bit more of an informal meet and greet, so yeah, we'll just be here having fun together. But before we do get into it, we do have to first off say a big thank you to On for hosting us and having us use this amazing space. I don't know, is this nicer than our normal studio? It's
hard to say.
It's maybe a step down, but it's still not bad. So thank you for trying. We appreciate the effort. We also have a big thank you to Artican for working with us on these bracelets. We just want to tease there are OAC bracelets coming out soon, and they're extra special because 10% goes back to the Water for Kenya, a non-profit that helps fund and organize clean water efforts back in the home of our Queen, Helen O'Beery. So you can check it out on article.com. And first off, who here is running the marathon? Do we have any marathons? One? You know what a Discord is? Stand up. Finally, do we have anyone here that listens to the podcast? Stand up. Let's go. Once again, thank you everyone for coming out and let's get to the show. Why not? First off, we're just going to start with a little intro. If anyone wandered off the street here and somehow found their way and don't know who we are, or how the podcast came about. Ollie, do you want to give our little origin story?
Sure thing. So, the three of us, Jordy, we loved talking and drinking coffee, and during the start of the OAC, we would link up together and have coffees and just have conversations. And our trigger guy, Jason Ross, as well as a few other people, kind of put into our heads, wow, you guys should actually make this kind of a thing. And we thought, well, it'd be funny and see what we can do. We bought Amazon mics. We set up cameras that Morgan uses for his YouTube. I'm sure a lot of you have seen Morgan McDonald's content, Chicken Boy Morgs. And we started the podcast. And that was, wow, 2 years ago?
We did just celebrate our third birthday.
So yeah, that's insane.
This is technically episode 159, I think.
Yeah, so there you go, for reference. You're all here for episode 159. But we started it, and we did week after week. We were very consistent with it, and then it slowly built into this beautiful thing we have called Coffee Club. We now have amazing fans. We have a Discord that is currently probably vibing with a lot of chat. We have a Strava, Coffee Club Strava. We have so many amazing things. We picked up an amazing manager, Tom Wang.
If you have a good time, it's because of him, so make sure to personally thank him.
And if you guys know the lore about the podcast, Tom was our first ever fan and then became our manager, so under Gus, of course.
See you guys. Origin story.
Yeah.
But here we are today.
Yes, we are. So, 3 years later,
And the most special part of it is definitely, I would say, you guys, the community. Because really, I mean, we're very privileged to be able to be supported by an amazing brand like On and just be able to have the lives that we lead as professional athletes. We're so grateful for that every day. And we knew it would be, you know, something kind of interesting to make a show out of. But at the end of the day, like, it's just, you know, it's just a little, it's just a podcast about nothing. What actually makes it special is all you guys out there when we get to go do events like this and we get to interact with you and we see even a nice comment, something as simple as that, it really makes it all worth it. So, yeah.
Thank you all. Yes. And it's funny because every race I did, it doesn't matter where in the world I was, same with George, same with Morgan, there'd be one, at least one Coffee Club fan with a bag of beans. And I don't know. And that was the craziest thing for us because we'd never expected we'd be either coming off a race or about to start a race or going for a run and we'd get flagged down thinking that we're in trouble for something, but it was just a lovely fan giving us a bag of beans and a message saying that they appreciate the podcast, they have great stories about maybe they're cross training or they're doing something or they're at work and they're bored and they thought, you know what, we'll make it more enticing is listening to the three Oceania boys talk about absolute rubbish. So it's really lovely to have that kind of connection and that community, and we really appreciate you all. So thank you.
And we are in New York. I don't know if you guys listened. I think it was only 2 weeks ago maybe we talked about the fact that we are cursed. There's never been a time when the three of us have been in New York together. I don't know who's working, which enemies are stopping us, but the curse does prevail. George is unfortunately not here because he's in California at like a wedding, probably on the beach or something like that.
Drinking a Mai Tai.
Yeah, he's having a good time, but we're here with you guys, having a great time. So I think regardless, we'll have a... I mean, you guys saw him in the intro, so he's here in
spirit. Yeah, he's here in spirit. You guys just saw Joy Genius do what Joy Genius does best, textbook George, so...
That's him right there.
There he is.
We heard Timothy Chalmers going to be there, by the way.
Yeah.
Competing. But yeah, so we're here in New York. I got in last night, Ollie got in a little bit earlier than that. Do you want to just take us through how your New York trip has been so far? I heard you had a very exciting run last night.
Yeah, shout out to Tom Wang for this, but I got in the afternoon, started to run, and messaged Tom, obviously, local New Yorker, and said, hey, I'm ready for a run. It's like, oh, go to Central Park, there's a little kind of event going on in Central Park, and we went down there for a run. All of a sudden, there's about 20 to 30 underground runners going insane. And I got pulled aside to give out a trophy of a cheap mock-off Statue of Liberty. There I am there with the mullet. And gave it out to this team. I think it was the Frank Sinatra Endurance Run thing. I have a shirt for it. It's epic. It was amazing. What makes me pretty upset personally is that stuff, I don't see a lot of it in Boulder, but in New York, they do such a great job with the community, particularly with running. And I think that's one of the most amazing things about sports. It's very easy to set up. It's very easy to be a part of a special event like that. And it was cool to kind of hand it out in front of all these New Yorkers. I got in like an hour before that was taken. And then went for a run and almost got taken out by fireworks with Tom Wang on a city bike. literally was running under the fireworks and it went for about 30 minutes and I wasn't sure what was going on. They're probably celebrating Coffee Club entering into New York City. That's what I was guessing what was happening. But actually Morgan was flying in and then, shot the fireworks.
I organized that.
Yeah, it was all Morgan's plan just to really just piss me off. But it was amazing. And then that went off and then... now I ran with a lot of the people with On, and there was a Morton truck. There was a lot of cool just activations and events in Central Park, and Tom says that doesn't usually happen, but from my experience, it happens all the time. So,
but it's every Saturday.
It was pretty amazing. The energy here is amazing for New York Marathon. I don't think there's any place in the world that can experience something like this. So, that was my afternoon. That happened in the space of 2 hours of landing, so it was pretty jarring, but very special.
Amazing. And so, we're here for the marathon, and we're going to be cheering for all you guys, all you members of the Coffee Club Track Club. We do have a couple of extra special members of the Coffee Club Track Club that are competing. Firstly, shout out to my mom. My mom's here racing. That's a big clap. I don't know how that was. That was 100% ago, if you guys look that up in the podcast. But a different member of the Coffee Club Track Club, also a member of the OAC, is the Queen, Helen O'Beery. So, she's here. And maybe we should just speak a little bit on Helen and what we get to witness behind closed doors. Guys, it's crazy. She's been through a lot this year. She dealt with some kind of serious injury going into the Olympics. She persevered, came away with a bronze medal. And apparently, I mean, after the Olympics, I was kind of on my adventures in Europe. Everyone on the team kind of gets all split up. Apparently, she's just been feeling good and crushing it since then, doing amazing training. I don't know, have you witnessed any of it? None of us can train with her anymore. She's too fast.
There is a legend around Helen, and the legend is any pacer or any male very good marathoner that goes with Helen gets injured. No one can survive. So
you can sign up if you're feeling brave.
Yeah. That's exactly, no, it's not. But I mean, Clarke was with a run with her, and there was a float. Who was the track? And she's literally right behind, just
sitting in there,
just amazing at running 2 centimeters away from you, behind you. But she's amazing. I have Dayton to say, there's no way she's gonna lose, no way. Every morning we come in, and Dayton just gets excited and brings all the energy up, and Helen.
She's so chill, but yeah. She's the most cool cat out there, you wouldn't even know. It's crazy. We turn up to practice, we normally practice at her train at 8:30, 9 a.m. She's already taking her first nap of the day.
Yeah.
Like she's up with the sun or even before, and then she's just a different animal. So
12 hours of average probably
sleep. Yeah,
she crushes it.
She's amazing.
And she always, I don't know, she comes in, she brings great energy, she's got a great relationship with a lot of our teammates, particularly like Cinta, and just having that, she's definitely the mom of the team, I think. She definitely is excited, and we're very excited to watch her. I think she's going to crush it. And
I mean, obviously this is New York Marathon, so the field is maybe even better than the Olympics, you know, like the field of these races are absolutely crazy, but we're going to be cheering our loudest for Helen out there tomorrow, and we're very excited to see her compete. It'll be interesting how it goes this year. I don't know if you guys remember last year, it was the women's pro race was kind of a slow pace, and then she had that crazy kick it in where her arms start coming above the head, and I think apparently she closed in like a 70-second last 400 up the hill. So we'll see. But I mean, whether it's a slow race or a fast race, I'm sure there's gonna be some fireworks out there, so we're very, very excited to be cheering for her, as well as everyone else that's part of the Coffee Club Track Club tomorrow. So, yeah. We do also want to take some time to talk a little bit about the shoes that Helen will be wearing, because, I mean, there they are, the LightSpray. The LightSpray technology, this has been something that, for us personally, has been really exciting to see develop in the last couple of years. You guys are probably excited to hear a bit about it. Ollie has actually been a really big part of the process. They have the road shoes, which Helen has already won a couple of marathons in. But then they also have the spike version, which Ollie, did you wear them for almost all your races this season?
I wore them for a couple, yeah. It was a pretty incredible experience working with a brand like this, with this kind of technology innovation. Mario and Yara Magoose, I'm sure you guys know who Yara Magoose is, right? We kind of got, I think it was Penn Relays in 2022-23. We got approached about it, talking about the concept, the idea, what they wanted to do and achieve with it. And they wanted to sign up with us to try and develop this light spray. And it was called Daisy at the time, which is, I think, what the machine's called.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to work with someone like this, because it's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And they started off kind of like any shoe developer starts off with a very, very like raw, basic kind of setup. We did a lot of stuff in St. Moritz with the On team, with the Lightning team there. And I remember putting them on for the first time, and I thought, this is like game-changing. This is literally game-changing. And it looks, when I first looked at it, I was like, this thing's going to tear up. Like, there's no way this is going to survive running 25-second 200s with, you know, Yara and Mario. But it was amazing how crazy it was. And I thought, wow, this must take like hours to set this up, to make this shoe. And they said, no, it takes 3 minutes. It takes 3 minutes to spray, and we can bring it up to you. So we scanned our feet in Zurich. We scanned our feet in Boulder. Unfortunately, me and George, too, and Yara have very unusual feet. Mario has the most normal feet, so he's kind of was the kind of the mold for the rest of the shoes, but we mostly did the spikes. We did a bit of the Mountain shoe, which Helen did a lot of work in as well, and Helen obviously loves the shoe.
I did want to ask you about that, actually, because I don't know if you remember. So you guys might have heard us talk about on the podcast. We have like a summit every year, and I believe it was the summit last year
in Boulder.
The team came out that was testing the shoe, because it's kind of like the baby, like the innovation team, and Lightning team worked with us and a lot of stuff. And they came out for a long run to do testing. And yeah, when the team comes to Boulder to test, they normally select maybe 3 to 5 people that they have like the right shoe size and all that to actually try them on, and you know, they'll get feedback, they'll try it out, all this type of stuff. And Ollie was one of the people that was selected. And this was like, I feel like it was like our second long run or something. And I remember you were just, I think you got back from injury, I can't remember, but you just put the shoes on and you started clocking up just 5:30s. On the roads of Boulder, Dathan was pissed around. Good God, where'd you go?
And I had to take it off with the shoe. I got way too excited, which is a problem that I
have a distinct memory of that.
But yeah, I mean, that's one thing about On as a brand. I think they're very, very athlete-centered in how they perform, like develop shoes of performance. And we're very fortunate to be able to like actually get these prototypes, test them, but then get really good feedback. And the relationship we've had with them over the past 3 to 4 years, they know us so well and we know them so well that communication process has gone a lot easier. So then developing something like the last spread, they're just really honed in on what we can achieve to get better and what we can achieve to get worse. And it's nice to be critical with them sometimes because they need that, they really encourage it. But sometimes when you put a shoe on like this, which is like a home run, it's really hard to be critical with what they've done. So I do remember that one when I crushed it, and then I think the day before the New York Marathon, I ran a really good threshold, did amazing, and then I couldn't walk after that. You were there for that as well. I literally couldn't even get out of my house, which was very sad, so the curse of New York actually came and hit me there. But no, it was an amazing dog in that shoe, and Helen obviously won Boston. It was Boston, yes. Boston? Boston, New York, she ran. Well, yeah, the first one was Boston.
She ran. Boston, New York, Boston.
Yeah, so she went back and forth, but that was the first time it was kind of shown. And I know in the triathlon or the Ironman, it was also shown there. And then on the track, we were very fortunate enough to debut them at the pre-mile, because what better place to debut that shoe than at the pre-mile? So we really enjoyed doing that, because the core room was an interesting conversation for all the athletes seeing what we had on our feet. And yeah, it's been an amazing process developing. It's still getting developed and perfected, but like the Mountain shoe in particular, like I'm sure you guys all know, like anything you can possibly get to help you in that marathon is very crucial. And this shoe is almost 100 grams lighter, which is like almost 1%. 1% over 2-3 hours, that's a lot of time. So it's pretty incredible what they've done, and Helen is obviously been the big...
Yeah, Helen loves it. Like, I mean, don't tell Dathan this, but I've caught her sometimes wearing them on her doubles. And this is like the super shoe. Like, that's a big no-no. I wouldn't tell Dathan that, but I see her wearing them all the time. But for us track people, yeah, the road shoe, super exciting. For us track people, it was very exciting as they rolled out a spike version of it, and they had all the sizes available for all the teammates to start wearing on the track. It was really cool to see. I love wearing them, the spike version, when I'm trying to go fast. You know, as a 5K guy, you want a shoe with maybe a little bit more under it compared to if you're racing at 800, 1500, but if you're trying to go fast, like I would always pick this shoe, and it's been very fun to get to wear it and just look
you
cool
look good
in it.
As well. Look good. Yeah, you look great, man. Yeah.
Thank you. That's actually the most important
that's
thing.
That's the most important thing.
We all know that. But yeah, I think, where's Tom? Is it time to get into a little bit of quiz? Some trivia?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Hell no quizzy.
Hell no quizzy.
As written on the notes. Tom, how are we doing this?
Or who wants to be an Oberionaire? Let's make three teams. You two can be a team, Coffee Club Podcast, thank you. And then let's all call to the stage the OAC rookies.
OAC rookies at the back.
OAC global rookies. Currently needing a team. And then if you receive the break, bracelet where the wood has an X on it. You are some of our lucky guest members that will be competing today. Do we have a crowd team?
I think we do.
Did anyone find a crowd team? Yeah, stand up.
Yes. Yep, you're it.
Yeah, let's get you out the front as well.
Yeah, get us out the front. Very good. One mic per team.
But it's announced now for you guys. Dylan, Kai, Robert Falcon, and would our crowd team like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Eugenie, or you can go by Eugene.
You go by Eugene?
Yeah.
Sit back down.
Well, I go by Eugene when I order coffee in Starbucks.
I go by Joe, so I got that.
I'm from Vancouver, Canada.
Nice, lovely. Nice to meet you.
I'm Kim from New York.
Hey, Kim.
I'm Ryan, I'm also from New York.
Yeah, Ryan! Woo!
Thanks, Ryan. That's amazing. Okay, well, I just realized this trivia game was half-baked. I don't have a way for you guys to submit answers, so maybe we'll just go team by team and just cycle through a couple fun.
I think that's how they do it on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I think that's how the game works as well. And if our crowd team, what you're playing for are actually vouchers for our upcoming, I should have put it in the slides, but our new coffee club shirt, which is going to be, I see two of you are wearing the kitchen, the original coffee club merch. We're moving to the bedroom, so if you play your cards right, that's where you're headed. Okay, let's start with the first question. This one's about light spray. What is the weight of the Cloud Boom Strike light spray's upper material? The total shoe is 170 grams, can be made in 3 minutes, and reduces carbon emissions compared to other on-running uppers by 70%. Let's get the questions up. I'll give you the teams a little bit of time to think about it. The four options are A, 35 grams, B, 25 grams, C, 30 grams, or D, 40 grams. I don't think that's
depends how that works. Let's head over to the rookie team.
I really want to go D, but I'm going to go with A.
A. Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
That is together, move, learn, dream together. Congratulations. Can we get a score check, please?
Yep.
I think the Coffee Club podcast is in last place. In second place is the OEC Global Rookies. And in first place right now, sitting prettily, is the crowd team. Woo! Do you have a team name? Or the crowd team? All right. I think this is one of our last questions. Oh, okay. Nope, we got three more. In 2022, at the Sound Running Cross Trains, the OAC men's team fielded a group including Morgan McDonald, George Beamish, Joe Cutter, Ollie Horn, Mario Garcia Romo, and Yara Goose. They finished 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, and 9 for the team win. Who finished 8th place? Is it A, Yara Goose, B, Joe Cutter, C, George Beamish, or D, Ollie Horn? That's a quick hand from the crowd team.
Joe yep. Klecker?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
In eighth place at this 2022 Sound Running Cross Champs, it was Joe Klecker. Nice. You guys are crushing it. All right, back to Helen O'Beery. Which of the following times has Helen O'Beery not run? Is it A, 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 37 seconds? B, 2 hours, 23 minutes, and 10 seconds? C, 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 38 seconds? Or D, 2 hours, 19 minutes, and 51 seconds? Fun fact, Helen's won 3 of her 5 only marathons that she's run. Yes, Kai Robinson.
We've deliberated, and we're going to go A.
A. Is that your final answer?
No. We've been persuaded to go to B.
I'll be generous. Both of those are wrong.
I'll leave.
Morgan McDonald.
I think we're going to go with D, 2:19:51.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer, lock it in.
The only time that Helen O'Beery has not run that's on the board right now is 2:19:51. She's only run hilly courses. She's only run hilly courses. Much to everybody's surprise.
How many points was that? Because like we're negative right now. We want to kind of make
that was even. 2 hours worth of 2 hours and 22 minutes worth of points. Okay, last one. This one's Coffee Club related. We have a bean shout out. What is the name of the first coffee roaster that Coffee Club Pod produced and sold beans with? Is it A, Black and White Coffee Roasters? B, Huria Coffee Roasters? C, White Bridge Coffee Roasters? Or D, Ozo Coffee Company?
D.
Robert.
I would go with... We're going with answer D, because this is the only roastery that I know in Boulder so far.
Is that your final answer? For all
yes,
the marbles?
Yes, it is. It is. This is our final answer.
I'm going to wait for the music to drop. That is... incorrect.
Yeah. We tried.
Yes, from the crowd team.
Is it C, White Bridge Coffee Roasters?
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
You three are going home with vouchers for the new Coffee Club merchandise t-shirt. The bedroom. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Let's give it up for the crowd team. Well done. Champions, thank you for playing.
Well done.
Well done.
It's a good team.
Nice try, freshman.
They might have to do more coffee runs, Morgs. They're not ready.
We need to make them watch every single episode of the Coffee Club podcast, do their homework.
That's actually contractual as well.
Yeah.
All new contracts.
Steve, we getting that in the new contracts? Yep. It's in there.
Yep.
Thank you.
That was kind of a nod.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nod.
Wait, did we come last? Last or second?
No, the rookies came last.
Okay, yeah. We were fine.
Right. Thank God. We'll take it. That's really all that we have today. Now we'd like to hand it over to you guys. Are there any audience questions out there? And we can run a little microphone to you.
Yeah. I have the microphone. I can run it to you.
You could stay up there. I'll run it.
To All right, Tom. Oh, you've got a microphone as well.
We got a question at the front here. Thank you, Tom.
Which one? You guys have been around a lot. So Flagstaff, Boulder, St. Moritz, or some other place? And why? Wow.
I haven't been to Flagstaff, and I hold that with a badge of honor.
He's very proud of that.
Very proud of that. I've done my research on Wikipedia, but I have not been to Flag Morgs. You've been to Flagstaff. What do you think?
I hate to say it, but I'll only say this because George isn't here, but Flagstaff is actually pretty nice. It's actually a very good place for running and for training. There's a reason that a lot of the runners, the best runners in the world, like to go there for training. But it doesn't have everything going for it. It's, you know, I think it's okay for training camps, but in terms of living there, it's a bit, you know, it's a bit,
It's a bit boring. You'd be counting rice. That's what you'd be doing for thrills. So it's not, from what I heard, it's not that fun. Boulder's amazing to live in. And the running's amazing as well.
St. Moritz, also amazing, but... Yeah. But after 1 month there, we have no money left in our bank accounts.
Yeah. And we're also done. No good coffee shops. There's like one decent coffee shop that's not that decent that actually Robert Farkin goes to quite a bit. Cafe Belmont. I see you there.
Quince Cafe.
Where's that?
That's in the town, St. Eden. But yeah, the answer to the question is obviously Boulder. Like, it's the best. Come on. It's we're very lucky to be able to be based there and to live there. It's just amazing weather. You got sunlight all year round, even when it does get a bit cold. And now, especially being on the OAC, we have a beautiful, beautiful gym space there. Like, we're so lucky. It's the best setup in the world. So, yeah, the answer is Boulder.
Lock it in.
Yep.
You guys had a great year last year, or this year, I guess. But 2025, I'm sure you want to do a little better. Like, what's one thing in training that you guys are maybe going to do different in 2025?
That's a great question.
That's a really good question.
At the front, we heard double threshold get whispered to us. If Dathan was here, you'd be in trouble for saying that.
You'd be pacing in that corner over there.
What are we going to do different this year?
Not get injured. I think... For me personally, I would love to just make sure that I can do the little things a lot better, particularly drills. We're starting to do a new thing that our assistant coach, Kelsey Quinn, has set up, and we did it last week, and I thought it was great, and I'd love to see the progression of that. So we're doing something different in training. And
on Wednesdays, we do like a neuromuscular day, which is more similar to, I guess, what sprinters do. We do a bunch of like actual... drills. If you came and saw us do drills the first few years of the team, you'd have been like, wait, these guys are professional runners? Like, what are they doing?
We look like spotters on a
front. We're getting them locked in right now. And
terrible.
Hopefully it...
terrible.
Hopefully it yields.
That's for me. The little things like that I want to get better at, because Jordy's very good. It's like watching a symphony just in live motion.
Yeah.
You're pretty good too.
I'm okay.
But
I got
coach Sinta.
Sinta's like my drills coach. She's been making sure that I get better at them. But yeah, my answer is... It's kind of boring, but I want to train at a really high level, but it's just consistency. I think you guys all know this. The reality is it's consistency that's the most important thing. You want to train at a high level, but if it compromises the consistency, then it's not worth it. With the setup that we have and the teammates that we have and the training that we have, you know, if you can do that training and stay healthy, you're going to be one of the best runners in the world. You might not be the best runner in the world after 6 months or even a year. I've been healthy for just over a year now. But I think if you do it for long enough, I think that's when the results really, you know, will start to flow and things will start to click. So that's how I'm looking at this year.
Cool. Yeah. We're going to take one last question. Our friend over there with the mic, and then we're going to wrap up the show and get everyone some good meet and greet time.
Sweet.
Penn Relays or Miller's Games?
it's so funny that you're asking this, because I'm looking at you and I'm seeing our two bosses behind you. I'm trying to not look at them.
Yeah, just moved.
Because one of them is sponsored by On and one is sponsored by a competitor. So, but they're both amazing meets. There's a reason that both of them are, they're two of the most historic meets in America for a very good reason. We both have had amazing experiences through both our collegiate and our professional careers at both those meets. I think they're just different meets. Honestly, the most maybe special times that we've shared have been at the Penn Relays. When we in 2019, is actually funny. So in college, our coach, his name was Mick Byrne. Very funny guy. Every year we asked him to go to the Penn Relays. Because, like, what's better than running with your actual teammates? You know, running, you do it so much solo. When you actually get to go do a relay with your teammates as a distance runner, it's one of the best things that you can do. And we saw Penn Relays as the pinnacle of that. So every year we asked him if we could go. And finally, in my fifth year, he put it on the schedule. We went to Penn Relays. We'd looked it all down the line of all the past winners. Andy Weeding back there, part of some legendary Penn Relays teams. And we lined up and we were competing in both the DMR and the 4x mile. Both of them were crazy, amazing races for very different reasons. I don't know if, I'm sure a lot of you have been to the Penn Relays. You know, it's the most chaotic. Like, it's like a shit show. Like, it's the craziest meet you'll ever go to. There's, like, the bullpen, which you get in before the race, and there's just 1,000 people there. And on our first day, when we were competing, there was a rain delay. There was a thunderstorm. And the meet got postponed while we were in the bullpen. So this is 5 minutes before racing. We have to go under the stadium. And you just, it's so funny, because we were just chilling there with all the other teams. We're all in this little space together. Everything gets pushed out, gets delayed.
Yeah.
But then we get out there. I think it was still raining. I think the weather was still pretty bad.
It poured.
It was still pouring. But then we were able to get the dub there.
Yeah, out kicked Yard and a Goose.
Yeah.
Love that.
Ollie got to do the final leg in that one. And then the next day we came back. And
you picked me up at the finish line.
Yeah, there's an epic picture of me lifting Ollie up on the shoulders. And then the next day we came back, and I got to do the final leg. And we also won that one.
Yeah, that was
probably the craziest 200s you've ever run.
Yeah.
That's 200 meter. Like, I don't know if it's on YouTube. Yeah, thank you. I don't know if it's on YouTube, but there's 200 meters to go, and Morgan comes through, and it's like one of the crazy. It was very windy, too. The conditions
were super tactical.
Super tactical race. Morgan gets the dub. We get two wheels. And then Mick was like, okay, I guess it was worth going.
Yeah.
After years of deliberation.
Coming home on the plane with the two big wheels was just absolutely amazing. So, yeah. To answer your question, they're both amazing meets. Well, yeah. Well, guys, I don't think I can put into words how thankful we are to have you all out here. To be able to join us today. It's been very special for us. We hope that it's been special for you as well. This isn't something that we've really ever done before, and definitely not on this scale. If we could get a big round of applause for Tom Wayne, because he really put this all together. Thank you, Tom. It's been amazing. Thank you to everyone for coming out again. Thank you for putting this on. For those that are running tomorrow, good luck. We'll be cheering for you from the On Cheer Station, which if anyone wants to come, it's at Leon's Bagels, which I believe is that in Brooklyn between like miles 10 and 11, maybe?
11 and 12.
11 and 12, sorry.
Williamsburg.
Only 1 mile away. But yeah, thank you so much once again, and we'll be around here for the next, I'm not sure how long, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, I'm not sure, but we'll be here. Thank you so much for coming.